Hawaii acknowledged art and culture as central to quality of life when we established the Hawaii State Foundation on Culture and the Arts in 1965. We followed that with an Art in Public Places program, the very first, with a funding source of 1% of new state building construction costs. That was a bedrock for the State Foundation. In 1970, we were the first state to link professional artists and students statewide in the Artist in the Schools program. 1983, we set up the Folk Arts program that has done so much to preserve the culture of these islands. We are still celebrating now. 50 years the State Foundation has been in existence. There's every reason to visit the Hawaii State Art Museum and see Hawaii change and continuity. The show running right now.
I'm not a big art fan, but what was on display was certainly very interesting.
Phil from Britain and Jenny from France had to work to find the Hawaii State Art Museum, but they're glad they did.
When we're in Hawaii, I wanted to see what locals have to say about their own place.
Hawaii, as we who live here have experienced it, is one big raison d'etre for the state of Hawaii's collection, our collection.
There's another side to what's happening here in this place. And it's very important that this is expressed and talked about.
That's Tom Klobe, Professor Emeritus, UH Art Gallery Director for decades. Klobe is Hawaii's Yoda of exhibition design. He knows pat images. He knows art.
I really found in doing this exhibition, of putting other artists' work together, that that is my passion. Seeing how I can get these works to say something larger than what they're saying individually.
Great exhibition design creates questions, draws parallels, starts conversations.
That is what is so vitally important to High Sam. Having the museum is so important to us because it adds that further dimension to our understanding of the arts.
The 130 works here are normally in a health department office, maybe a library, part of the Art in Public Places collection.
Well, we've accomplished most everything that was on the checklist of recommendations. Yeah.
Jonathan Johnson, executive director of the State Foundation on Culture and the Arts, says they're on top of concerns raised in their last audit around images, inventory, and financial tracking.
We're galvanizing and getting our house in order. We're in the middle of master planning.
Brian Taniguchi, Senate Arts Committee Chair, says the current SFCA Commission is well-positioned to take Hawaii arts forward. New members include Karen Tiller-Palivka from HOT, Noel Kahanu from UH, architect Dean Sakamoto, and former school superintendent Pat Hamamoto. What are your priorities then, John?
Neighbor island access to works of art, more education for art. Those two are probably the biggest key areas that we're focusing on.
The State Art Museum had 28,000 visitors last year. Efforts to boost attendance and funds include availability of rental spaces, the front lawn, second floor patio and galleries, and the restaurant and sculpture garden. Expect a grand opening there before Christmas. Meanwhile, check out the new Albert Paley Gateway to the UH Hilo campus. On Oahu, it's got to be Lehua Elementary in Pearl City. They got a new mural by Patrick Ching. How about, have you ever been to our state museum downtown? Tuesdays through Saturdays, 10 to 4. It's free. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.